WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Stoic Mind Gym. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball like you just tripped on thin air in front of everyone? Yeah, that. We've all been there. But the thing is, we don't always have control over what happens to us, but we absolutely have control over how we react. And that's where today's workout comes in. Building resilience through self-awareness. Think of this podcast like your personal mental fitness trainer here to help you level up and conquer those daily challenges. We're not just talking about surviving, though. We're talking about thriving. This is all about getting strong enough, mentally, to bounce back from anything life throws your way. But first, we gotta get real with ourselves. So, what does self-awareness even mean? It's like looking in a mirror of your own mind, truly seeing your thoughts, emotions, strengths, and weaknesses without judgment. Ever notice how some people seem to navigate tough times with this incredible calm and composure? A lot of it comes down to self-awareness. They know their triggers, they understand their patterns, and they are able to respond instead of reacting. Now, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will supercharge your resilience. 1. Recognize your emotional patterns. We all have those emotional hot buttons things that send us spiraling. The first step to building resilience is recognizing these triggers. It's like having a personal cheat sheet for your emotional responses. Are you someone who tends to get overwhelmed easily? Do certain people or situations push your buttons more than others? Once you know what sets you off, you can start developing strategies to manage those reactions. 2. Practice mindfulness. Ever feel like your mind is racing a million miles an hour? Mindfulness is like hitting the pause button, allowing you to be fully present in the moment without getting swept away by thoughts or emotions. It's about paying attention to your breath, your body, and your surroundings. Even 5 minutes of mindfulness practice each day can make a world of difference. 3. Challenge negative thoughts. We all have that inner critic, that nagging voice that whispers doubts and negativity. But here is the truth. Those thoughts are not facts. It's crucial to learn how to challenge those negative thought patterns and replace them with more positive, empowering ones. Think of it like this. Would you believe everything a grumpy stranger told you? Probably not. So why believe everything your inner critic says? 4. Embrace growth mindset. This one is huge. A growth mindset means believing that you can learn and grow from any experience, even the tough ones. It's about seeing challenges as opportunities for development, not as threats to your ego. Remember, every setback is a chance to learn and become stronger. 5. Cultivate self-compassion. This is where things get really personal. Be kind to yourself. We all make mistakes. We all have struggles. It's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up over past errors or perceived failures, practice self-compassion. Acknowledge your feelings, offer yourself support and understanding, and remember that you're doing the best you can. You know, I remember this time when I was prepping for a big presentation, you know, the kind where the whole company is watching, and your heart's doing backflips. I was freaking out. My mind was racing, my palms were sweating, and I felt like I was about to crumble. But then I took a deep breath, remembered some mindfulness techniques we talked about, and started focusing on my breathing. It helped me calm down and actually deliver a pretty decent presentation. The point is, self-awareness isn't just some abstract concept, it's a powerful tool that can help you navigate life's ups and downs with more grace and resilience. It's about becoming the best version of yourself mentally, emotionally, and physically. So, what are you waiting for? Take action. Start by paying attention to your thoughts and emotions throughout the day. Journal about them, talk to a trusted friend, or simply take a few minutes each day to practice mindfulness. Remember, building resilience is an ongoing journey, one step at a time. Keep crushing it, everyone, and don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a little mental strength boost. We'll catch you on the next workout in the Stoic Mind Gym.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.